Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Today I got to sit down with Dr. Kate of Flourish Wellness Practice. Dr. Kate is a doctor of chiropractic as well as a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. She has really zoned in on gut restoration and health. We talked all things how the gut affects our whole bodies, our hormones, thyroids, and all of the things, energy levels, whatever you're looking for. So come on into this conversation. I hope that you enjoy it.
It's nice to connect with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much for the reach out and the podcast listen and everything. I so appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I thought it would be fun to collaborate. I enjoyed some of your episodes and thought we could brainstorm or talk about if it's a good fit or not for you.
Absolutely. I think it will be. I mean, I was just looking also at your website and just all the things that you offer. And yeah, and then you said gut health and everything. So I'm going to let you maybe just tell me as well as the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you're all about. And then we can kind of go from there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm Dr. Kitty. I'm a chiropractor and a functional medicine practitioner. And yeah, I own a brick and mortar practice named Flourish Wellness Practice in the North Hills of Pittsburgh. But I do work with functional medicine patients from all over the place. And yes, I got into functional medicine because of my own health struggles. My backstory is to become a chiropractor. I was in school for almost 7.5 years. Graduated. Wow. Yeah, I mean, totally worth it. But it was a lot of college, lots of studying, lots of stress. Pizza and beer on the weekends. I was your typical college kid. So it's really no surprise now that a couple years out of college, I had an epic burnout. My nose kind of took a major, My health took like a major nosedive. I gained almost 30 pounds in the course of just a couple months. I was having full-blown anxiety attacks. I was having severe joint pain and fatigue. And yeah, I had no clue what was causing it. I was trying to eat healthy. I was exercising. I was trying some natural supplements, but nothing seemed to like undo this nosedive that I was in. I felt like garbage. So I went to go see my PCP. She did what she knows how to do. She evaluated me. She did the basic blood work. And she's like, "You're fine. Do you want an antidepressant?" And I was like, "Thanks, but no thanks. I feel like garbage, but I don't feel super depressed." So then it turned into a referral game. Go see this person, go see that person. And I rode the struggle bus for like a year, but I do believe everything happens for a reason. I met a functional medicine practitioner around this time. He's still a good friend and mentor, but he took me in. He's like, "Let me help you. I can see you're a hot mess. I need to show you some of these functional lab tests, and we need to approach this a different way." And with his help and guidance, I finally realized that all of these health struggles were being driven by Hashimoto's. So autoimmune condition that affects the thyroid. And through my health journey to better manage my autoimmunity, I realized the power of gut health. Because 70 to 80% of the immune system resides in the gut. So that was like hands down, gut health was hands down like the most powerful tool that helped me finally get my Hashimoto's, my autoimmunity under control and get back to feeling like myself again. So
wow.
I know that was a little bit long-winded, but that's what led me to this place.
Amazing. No, not long-winded at all. I think that, you know, so often we have our own journeys that bring us to where we are at the moment and where we really find passion in what we do. And so I can definitely hear that in your voice and see it in your face, just how much being able to bring that support is so important to you. So I'm really excited to dive in onto that one.
Yeah, thanks. And that's the truth for most of us healthcare providers, or at least in the holistic functional medicine space. Most of us have a story that's kind of led us to practice. I mean, whether it is our own story, or maybe a child or a spouse, but yeah, something has usually led us, some shortcoming in the traditional medical model has somehow led us to find these holistic means.
Totally. I think that a lot of times lately on my podcast, anyways, I'm talking to like kind of the perimenopausal, menopausal women. And I think it's also important to acknowledge that, there are so many other parts of our lives, but that we can experience so many different things at different times. And so knowing our hormones, knowing our bodies, knowing our gut health, all of those things at any age and stage is really important to acknowledge and to really lean into what can be the source of bigger problems within ourselves.
Oh my gosh, yes. And there is a huge connection between gut health and hormone health. Like, perimenopause is its own little beast. I mean, hormones can just do the craziest things during this phase of life. But gut health can really help to manage the symptoms better. So whether you're having the traditional 28-day cycle, you're still a cycling female, you're perimenopausal or postmenopausal, gut health is super important. As I mentioned, for managing autoimmunity, but I see it over and over and over again with my patients. I mean, it's again super key, super foundational to balancing those sex hormones.
So tell me about Hashimoto's. So I have hypothyroid and I kind of diagnosed, well, maybe now like 12 years ago or so, but I actually was kicked into hyperthyroid after the birth of my first kid for a very short period of time and then ended up plummeting the other direction. So now I struggle with that. So what is Hashimoto's? How is that defined in the thyroid spectrum?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so there's so many things that you just said that I want to dive back into. You said you are hypo, which means your thyroid is underactive. Hyper can mean overactive. So there's two thyroid imbalances right there, underactive and overactive. Sometimes the gland can be under stress and it can be under or overactive. And sometimes there can be autoimmunity at play. So this is where the immune system makes a mistake, falsely starts to identify the thyroid tissue as bad and launches like that immune reaction, autoimmunity develops, and the thyroid is at play. So Hashimoto's is most commonly associated with a underactive thyroid. It starts to decrease the activity. It starts to decrease the production of TSH, T3, T4. So hypo, underactive, can sometimes be driven by Hashimoto's, the autoimmune condition that can drive that pattern. Now, on the flip side, have you ever heard of Graves?
Yes, yep.
That's another autoimmune condition, and that most commonly drives the hyper or overactive thyroid pattern. Now that I said that, I also need to say that Hashimoto's and Graves, I have a little bit more experience with Hashimoto's. It can make the thyroid go up and down, up and down. So underactive, overactive, and kind of cause this crazy thyroid pattern before, let's just say true damage is done and it really sinks in and settles into an underactive thyroid problem. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Which makes sense as to how I had hyper and then it totally went the other way too.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
can flip-flop, you can ping-pong.
Yeah.
So again, it could just be an imbalance in the gland. So I always encourage my girls, if you do see that imbalance in your thyroid panel and your thyroid blood work, ask your doctor or follow up with a functional practitioner who might be willing to check for the antibodies that help to diagnose to see if there's autoimmunity at play or not. And
Yeah,
the pregnancy
absolutely.
thing that you mentioned was cool. So many of my autoimmune girls will actually feel great during pregnancy because they almost have like a little boost to help well, the baby's hormones, the baby's being produced, that can actually help to support the thyroid a little bit. So I have a lot of mamas that flip-flop during pregnancy or might actually go from struggling with their thyroid to feeling great during pregnancy. It's kind of cool to see that, I mean, that impact on the system that again, hormones and pregnancy can really affect all these different systems of health.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so fascinating. And I think too, you hit the nail on the head there a little bit too with making sure that you check in with your functional and making sure that you have a full panel of the T3 and T4, because like where I'm from in Canada, it's very generalized. Usually it's just the overall thyroid, and so you don't actually get a real picture of, what you're dealing with, whether it's the T3 that's high or low, or the T4, like all the things. So there's so many different avenues to look into. But on that note, let's go into the gut health of it. So how does the gut health kind of correlate to, I guess, overall health, but also in your instance and in Hashimoto's? I'd love to understand that a bit more.
So this is gonna sound super generalized and maybe over dramatic, but one of my favorite sayings is all healing begins in the gut. So you can chase hormonal imbalances, so period problems, PMS, you can chase that till you're blue in the face. You can try to fix thyroid, manage Hashimoto's all day long. You can try to recover from adrenal fatigue and burnout. You can try to do all of these things, but I promise you, you're gonna waste so much time, so much energy, and so much effort if you haven't gotten your gut right first. Even if you don't have gut struggles, even if you're not, dealing with IBS or belly bloat, it's still so worth evaluating and strengthening up your gut health as you move into holistically healing other avenues of health because your gut is just so foundational. One of my favorite things I like to throw this out there. Think like a first grader and answer this question for me. What does your gut do? So if you were a first grader, what would you tell me?
Processes the food to, yeah, processes the food and allows you to
Yes,
poop.
perfect. A first grader would say, it digests my food, it makes me poop. So it digests your food. It literally brings in all of the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the key nutrients that fuel every other system of health. If your gut isn't absorbing nutrients and like fueling you properly, everything else is going to struggle. And it allows you to poop. It detoxes your body in with the good and it removes out with the bad. So just that simple exchange of in with the good and out with the bad. I mean, I know we're thinking like a first grader, but it's simple, right? The gut has to be healthy. The gut has to be strong and working optimally to help all the other things that we might hone in on, all the different hormones, thyroid, sex hormones, stress hormones.
It seems so simple, and yet, like, it's oftentimes the farthest thing from the mind. We're like trying to, put everything on top of it, like lipstick it all instead of actually starting from the beginning.
I know sometimes it almost feels weird whenever girls will come to me and they're like, listen, I'm having period problems, PMS. Maybe they're perimenopausal, they're going through like hormonal struggles, and I'm like, okay, great, we can work on that. Let's check your hormones, but I'm also gonna ask you to check your gut. And a lot of times my women are like, well, I think my gut's okay. Like, I'm not bloated, I'm not pooping my pants, I don't have IBS, I think I'm okay. And I'm like, nope, we gotta check it. It might be okay, but is okay really good? Is okay optimal? Have you checked for leaky gut? Have you checked your digestive capacity? Have you made sure that all those good gut bugs are there, plentiful and strong and diversified?
Have you come across many patients that like they think that all is fine, and then you do the panel and there's some underlying things that are resolved through
Oh
working
my
with
God,
them
yes.
and they feel so much better?
Yes. And I always kind of find it surprising and rewarding to be like, listen, I know you were okay. You're not a train wreck, but look at the things that we can still work on. Look at the things that we can improve and make better for you. And usually, even if they didn't feel super bad, I've never ran a GI map that's come back totally perfect and squeaky clean. I always find some things to fine-tune and work on. And it's pretty cool whenever you can show that to a patient, tweak a couple of things, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, I mean, I thought I was okay. But you're right. Now I'm feeling really good. I can see that there is a little gap there.
So where do you sit with like intake in terms of like gluten and things like that? Because you hear like gluten's so bad and then the gut it doesn't process it and like what's your take on that?
My take on gluten. I've been a gluten-free friend since 2017, but I'm not gonna sit here and tell you like there's a one size fits all for diet recommendations. So I'm not gonna sit here and say that everybody in the world should be gluten-free, dairy-free. I do see with food sensitivity testing in my practice over and over and over again that, I mean, I can't deny the lab test results that I see over and over again. Gluten and dairy are highly reactive. They are, I mean, reactive in a sense that the immune system reacts to those foods. I see again and again that they're highly inflammatory and they can definitely aggravate the gut. And yeah, I don't want to say everyone has to be gluten-free, dairy-free. It certainly depends on the patient, their symptoms, what their lab tests are showing me. But the gluten that we are eating today is not the gluten that our great-great-grandparents were eating. At the end of the day, I mean, in today's world, gluten is super genetically modified, herbicide and pesticide laden, mass commercially farmed. It really holds no significant nutritional value that you can't get from other healthy food groups. So I don't want to demonize it, but I've been gluten-free since 2017.
Yeah,
That's whenever I got
totally.
diagnosed with my Hashimoto's.
Yeah. Well, that all makes sense. And I think that being able to then obviously heal the gut, that's one thing that has to leave, especially for you with the Hashimoto's. So what is your gut restoration program? What is this all about?
So I was trying to, I've worked with one-on-one functional medicine patients for years. And I do realize, I know that Canada and the US, sometimes our healthcare models don't perfectly align. But there's a lot of times functional medicine and holistic health is a completely and totally out-of-pocket expense. And I was working hard to make functional medicine and gut health more affordable and accessible. So we launched this hybrid program called the Gut Restoration Program. By hybrid, I am still very much one-on-one involved with my patients. They still get to run a functional lab test, and I sit down with them one-on-one to review the results, whether it be in person if they're local to me, or via video call for my patients that might be in Canada or further away. But we still have the patients still got one-on-one attention. You're still diving into your gut health with functional lab testing. I still review those results with you and provide patients with customized and individualized supplement and lifestyle recommendations. But then the hybrid comes in where I have an online classroom. It's a 12-week program. 12 weeks might sound like a long time, but I designed that so that you have one topic to focus in on each week, one holistic health topic to slowly start introducing and implementing so that you can restore better gut health.
Amazing. So what's an example of one of the weeks that you would like hone in on?
Oh yeah, for sure. So like diet, rest, exercise, depending on what phase of healing you're in, tapping into your body's eight detoxification pathways. There's the basic gut stuff in there, like beating belly bloat. Doing a little sesame seed test to see what your gut transit time is. So yeah, each week we're kind of diving into some of these different topics. And patients can certainly work ahead. Like I said, I designed it to be easy to implement. I feel like if you throw everything out there all up front, it can feel overwhelming. So whenever we focus in on just one or two things to try and implement each week, I find that patients have a higher success rate, a little bit less overwhelm.
Yeah, I love that. And I know that you're not just at Flourish Wellness. I know that you're not just about gut health. So what are the other avenues that you offer there?
For sure. So Flourish is my brick and mortar practice. I was a chiropractor first and foremost before my own health journey led me to functional medicine. So I love our practice. I love our community. I see chiropractic patients Monday through Friday. My practice, as we've been talking about, also includes functional medicine. So I'm working with patients on that end also. But that's all the things that Flourish does.
Amazing. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
And
I love it too.
You said like most often functional docs and docs and all the things have something that brings you to that avenue. So we know what brought you into the functional side of things. What took you down the path of chiropractic?
Okay, so my chiropractic story is more my mama's story. I'm the oldest of three kiddos. My mom, whatever, my little brother was little. So that's why I mentioned I have siblings. My little brother was little. He was probably like four. And my mom started having some really serious health problems. She was losing sensation and muscle strength in her one arm. So this made it hard to hold my brother because he was a little one at the time. She was a hairdresser. She was having trouble lifting her arm, holding her scissors and her hairdryer for her clients. And it really became debilitating. Like she really couldn't use an arm. As a
Yeah.
young mom, a working mom, I mean, it was both painful and very disruptive to her life. So she, again, similar to me, went to go see her PCP. They checked her out, told her she was fine, but referred her to a specialist who referred her to another specialist. She bounced around. No one really knew what was going on after boatloads of blood work and scans and testing. So they kind of threw the preliminary diagnosis out there, like it's probably autoimmune. It might be rheumatoid arthritis. It might be MS. It might be lupus, but it seems like it's affecting your muscles and nerves. And that was super scary. My mom wasn't 40. She was in her mid to late 30s. So they kind of were not sure what was going on. They offered her some medications, told her could be a pretty serious diagnosis. One of her clients, I mentioned she was a hairdresser, one of her clients had said, "Listen, you've tried all the things. As a last resort, why don't you just go see a chiropractor? What do you have to lose?" So she did, and within about 2 or 3 weeks, all of her symptoms started to resolve. It turns out that her neck, because of her work, always holding her arms up as a hairdresser, her neck was out of alignment. It had caused some muscle spasm, which had all kind of started to compress or crunch down or stress those nerves. And that's why she was having all the muscle weakness, the lack of dexterity, like the nerve pain. And the chiropractor was able to start relieving that. And I was a young kid and Mom decided the chiropractic was the best thing ever. The whole family was going to the chiropractor, and I was like, this is pretty cool.
I think that like chiro, at least for us up here, is like so commonplace now. Like most people do go to chiropractors, but I feel like through parental generations and stuff, it definitely was not something that was so well versed in vocabulary.
I would say it's sort of kind of the same here in the US. It's definitely becoming more mainstream. It's
Yeah.
becoming a more acceptable part of your wellness care. But yeah, there's still a lot of people that still need to learn and experience chiropractic.
Totally. It's interesting because you specialize in gut now, which is gut is whole health. And you can kind of almost correlate to like, oh, I have a headache today. Like, what did I eat? What's throwing my gut off? Like we
Sometimes.
do know like gut health is center. And then I've heard that some chiropractors believe that like everything starts in the neck. And that like So I can't remember the name of the chiro, but there's one chiro I know that's kind of like well known that only will adjust neck because they think everything else stems from there. Do you have any thoughts on that?
The coolest thing about chiropractic is there's so many techniques, beliefs, and philosophies and ways of practicing out there. I'm super upfront with my patients. I'm like, listen to me, finding the perfect chiropractor is sort of kind of like dating. You might need to try a couple before you really find like your match. But yeah, there's a whole technique. There's a whole group of doctors out there that really believe in the power of the upper neck, C1 and C2. Think about that. That's where the brain connects to the spinal cord. That's the brain stem. Super powerful. I've seen and I've heard awesome stories. I'm not an upper cervical chiropractor. I don't specialize in that area. I'm all about full spine. I want to check it all. I think it's all connected.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of chiropractors and techniques, beliefs, and philosophies out there. They're super specialized.
Very cool. Well, I so appreciate you making time for me here today, and I would love to know how anyone can reach out to you to work with you through your gut health restoration if they're not in your local town.
Yeah, I work with gut health patients from all over the US and Canada. If you'd like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at gut.restoration. I have some freebies there. I'm always in my DMs. I'm happy to connect with patients there. And we are going to do a relaunch of the gut restoration program at the end of the month. So April 22nd through April 28th, we're going to be reopening up the program for new gut health participants.
Amazing. Well, I will be sure to have this one out before then so we can get the conversation out there. And so much starts in our gut. So I really enjoyed this conversation and appreciate you being here.
Me too. I really appreciate you having me, Brittany.
Yeah.
It was a great conversation with you. It was great to hang out.
Hey everyone, super excited for this. If you are looking for a way to really celebrate and spend 5 weeks in community building on yourself to becoming who you are and the further you that you want to be in all avenues of health, this is fitness, mobility, calm, meditation, water, nutrition, and all of the things, then don't miss out on this Momentum Micro. Starting mid-May for 5 weeks, we will join in community and grow on our aspirations and action items to achieve those goals together. Set a small amount of time aside for you every day to take action in a community of like-minded women who are all here to grow and to evolve and to make just a little bit of time for you. I promise you do not need a lot of time in the days to reshift your mindset and really be resilient. So show up here. Let's work for 5 weeks. This is a great way to kick off into summer, feeling so inspired and feeling fulfilled with self because you have made that time and that commitment to you. Reach out today. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.